Wonderful stuff there. Okay, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting, Channel 1 for Hospedia, and also tied in with Siren 107.3 FM. It's time now to actually feature one of our legendary authors from one of the fantastic books of the month that we featured last year, in fact, on, strangely enough, a book of the month feature, which is, of course, the wonderful Paper Moon. We get into the mood there by playing a little bit of Geraldo and his orchestra with I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, I Just Want to Speak to Marion Husband. Are you there, Marion?
Yes, hello there.
Good to actually touch base with your good self. Would you think that would make a suitable sort of background for some of the if we went sort of into the TV version of Paper Moon?
Oh, definitely. It's one of my favourite songs from that time.
Well, there we are, you see. Nice to see that we can connect from that. Because it was, I mean, the text itself I found was quite fascinating. Because we've been talking on the show today about how authors will channel various experiences. And one of the classic lines that often is used to suggest how you should write about things is write about things that you know about. Well, clearly, you know, you're far too young to remember the Second World War and the balance of the RAF and the glamour industry and all sorts of things within that. So what is your source of inspiration when you're producing things from things like Paper Moon and obviously The Boy I Love and so on?
My dad, I think. That song you just said was one of his favourite songs, and he fought during the Second World War. And just the stories he told about it. And my mum was in the RAF during the war as well.
So really, you've got that family history and classic
yes.
oral narratives and oral history taking
lots
place in that.
Lots of stories, lots of letters, things like that. Mm.
So, The Boy I Love, Paper Moon, Say You Love Me, The Good Father. You're currently working on your fifth novel. Do we have a title as yet?
It's called Now the Day's Over.
Oh.
It's another song title, but it's actually a hymn.
Yes, I was going to say for a moment, I was thinking, oh, getting in a whole variety of things for that. Well, in the studio, we have two fine folk who will be some of our Southside ambassadors for the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, because obviously we're going to be focusing on that as well during this particular item. Christina Cook and Emma Robinson. Emma, as an English graduate to be, obviously coming through your third year. Questions for Marion.
How do you develop your characters? Like, where do you get your ideas from and things like that?
The titles of the novels themselves.
Really? And just.
I think it's a question was where did she get the titles from, or the characters?
Yeah. Oh right. Oh. Okay, both then. The titles of the novels themselves.
Well, the titles usually come last, really, because they're very difficult for me to think of. I usually have a working title. With Paper Moon, the title came from the song, obviously, but also about the artifice. From the words, it says cardboard sky and paper scenery and all that business. And part of Paper Moon was about the artifice of the glamour industry and about surface looks. But really, the stories just spring to mind.
I have to say, one
very small ideas.
I don't know if you've downloaded the book of the month in question, which you can still do so from our website, southsidebroadcasting.com. But one of the comments that I know both Jill Prowse and Jill Appleton and myself actually made at the time was there were an awful lot of spicy bits in there, Marion. We thought, yeah, what a saucy wench this is coming through in this.
Yes, there was a little bit. I don't write so much about that anymore. I think as you get older, you're less inclined to write about that.
I don't know. I thought
maybe not.
Yeah, the sap
certainly
still rises. Yeah, it's interesting. Christina, you were interested in Marion's tenure as a writer in residence.
Yeah, I just wondered what it actually meant to be a writer in residence.
Well, usually the institution in question has some kind of project they want, not advertising, but developing, and it involves a lot of interviewing staff and users of that service. In this case, it was the University of Northumbria, and they were redeveloping a beautiful building in the heart of Newcastle called the Sutherland Building, and it was such a prestigious project that they wanted the writer in residence to research the history, talk to people who have worked in the building over the many years, and get together maybe a collection of short stories and just an archive of memories. So that's what I was doing last year in Northumbria.
And did you find it a fulfilling experience? Was it something which you thought, yes, we can work with this? Or did you think, no, well, you know, these Northumbrians, really, it's a dreadful experience.
No, it was fascinating. It was really interesting. We looked at all the archives and the original plans for the Sutherland Building.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking to lots of different artists and engineers and all kinds of people that I wouldn't normally have talked to was just a really interesting process.
I mean, that's something which often, if you go back to that whole notion of working from writing from what you know, sometimes, as we found from, again, some of the contributors to the book festival, in fact, we mentioned Jessica Brown, a.k.a., of course, Jessica Blair, I should say, Jessica Blair, a.k.a. Bill Spence, where you're writing about Westerns, you're writing about all manner of other bits and pieces, that research is perhaps, you know, a really crucial part to the whole writing thing. In fact, you know, that other line which we've spoken of this morning, would you ever consider, Marion, writing as, you know, with a male pseudonym? You know, writing as shall we say, I don't know, Mark? Or something from that point of view?
No, a lot of my novels are from the male voice. Mm-hmm. The narrators are more likely to be men than women. Mm-hmm. Although that's not true of my later work, but yes. But no, I'd never change my name. I want everybody to know it's me.
Exactly.
I'd be exactly.
Celebrate. That's the positive side of things from that.
I might change my name if my books didn't sell and the publisher said, right, we want to launch you afresh.
Mm.
But then I would do it because I'm not proud in that way. And it would still be me writing them. But no, I never ever thought of changing my name.
Yeah. It's interesting because you made the point earlier, Emma, about obviously Jane Austen writing from and that there's a notion that, you know, and even earlier with Allan Stevens and D.C. Fontana and folk writing in the 60s, that somehow you get a different notion if you think it's a male writer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, obviously, in Jane Austen's time, she had to write as a man because no one would read her books if they knew it was written from a woman's perspective, from a woman. So... But it's obviously not true anymore. I don't know whether people prefer books that are written by men or by women, but I don't think I would.
And the question that we discussed earlier with Allan Stevens, that can you actually write effectively from that? Because obviously, as you rightly said, Marion, and you've proven that you can actually, you know, you write from the male perspective. Can you? Mm. Do you think a male can write the similar thing from a female perspective?
Oh, yes, it's all just down to imagination. We're writers, we make things up. It's to do with empathy. And trying to stand in that person's shoes. So say when The Boy I Love, which is about soldiers during the First World War and after it, you kind of research it, research what they wore and the guns they carried and all that kind of structural business. And then you kind of stand in those khaki uniform and those heavy boots and think how it would be to be cold and frightened in a trench. Mm. So you're stepping into their shoes, and really the gender of the person has a lot to do with it, but we're all human. We all feel fear and cold and hunger in the same way, perhaps. I hope so.
We were just discussing this before because Allan Stevens wasn't...
He wasn't convinced, was he?
That a woman can...
Understand what we males go through.
Yeah, how
on a
males,
regular basis.
Well, I think
women think
that.
In a different way.
I think men think that and women think that about... If a man was writing about childbirth, for instance...
It's the pain, that's all. It's the pain.
But then my experience of childbirth has fed into that extreme pain. I shouldn't say that, but...
No!
It gave me that experience of pain and fear occasionally that... You could maybe translate into the experience of somebody else. Mm.
Do you bring in your own experiences from your life into your books, Maureen?
Only obliquely, not directly.
Right.
But yes, I think, well, we can't escape ourselves, can we? We have to just go on what we know. But then a lot of it is guesswork and research. And imagination, you can't get away from it if you want to write. Even if I was writing about another woman who lived in Stockton in 2010, she isn't me, so I would have to imagine her experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it is down to imagination.
I can tell this is going to be one cracking workshop, which I think, Emma, you're looking to go along to be from the point of view, which is obviously Monday the 26th of July, a sort of double whammy in many ways, because we've got at the Martin Library in the afternoon at 3:30, the fantastic Marina Fiorato. And something she says in common with yourself, Marion, and indeed Dean Wilkinson, is that rare treat. I think there's Richard Millwood is the other chap, etc., who was such a success in the first Middlesbrough Literary Festival that we've invited you back to take part in the second one, which is fantastic.
Well, Richard is a great writer and has done extremely well.
Mm. So they're all sort of sorted through from that perspective. Are you looking forward to the second Middlesbrough Literary Festival? And as you're kind of in the region, will you be attending any of the other events as a sort of interested party?
Yes, I think I probably will be, because I am in the region, as you say. I need to look again at the catalogue that they sent me. It's a very, very nice catalogue.
Yes, well, that's all we like to see. So that's one of the reasons why we at Southside Broadcasting are more than happy to be associated with it and connected from that point of perspective. So that's brilliant stuff there. Got to ask the sort of final question as we head off there. Any little teasers in terms of what you'll be providing in the workshop? Because I mean, we got down how to write dialogue, how to explore a viewpoint, talked about imagination, etc. Perhaps a crucial thing here, how can you edit your work? Because actually self-editing can often be a very painful process,
very
but a necessary
painful
one.
Yeah. I usually do quite a lot about editing towards the end of a workshop. I'm thinking about that. Lots of flyers I'll be giving out. I've got lots of handouts because I do teach a lot in colleges and universities, so I've got lots of material. Just really the people on the day, what comes up or what they want to talk about, and we focus on that. But as I say, dialogue, editing, building characters, thinking yourself into a character's shoes.
Well, I think, Marion, we should set you a challenge of actually writing a dialogue for radio presenters on a sort of Saturday or lunchtime afternoon slot. You could call it Three Characters in Search of an Exit or something, or a link or some such basis. So, interesting line there. So I do recall, actually, last year we didn't quite manage to connect, because I know we remember now in the Book of the Month we'd hope that you'd be able to join us live, but hopefully in the not-too-distant future you will be able to make a studio visit, if that's okay.
Oh, that would be great.
I think so. That'd be exciting stuff.
I'll let you know when the next book comes out.
Oh, can we coordinate with that and progress from that? You can say write it within the whole field. A couple of final questions for you, good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on Southside Broadcasting today?
Yes, I have.
And can we look forward to hopefully connecting again with you in the very near future?
Of course.
Excellent. Marion Husband, writer extraordinaire. Incidentally, do you have a website, Marion?
Oh, yes, I did have.
Ha!
And then things got out of hand administration.
That's okay.
And it got taken down because I was a very naughty person, forgot to pay the bill.
Outrageous.
But my dear son-in-law to be is going to try and set it back up for me.
Sort the thing through, though. That's okay. We appreciate that, of course. Text available from all good bookstores and online, of course. The Boy I Love, Paper Moon, Say You Love Me, The Good Father, fifth novel coming out. Fantastic material. Marion Husband, we salute you.
Thank you very much.